This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm one of your three hosts, Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me, we have Shelton and FIFO. What up, fellas? Let's talk about the Canadian version of Jason Tatum. Jamal Murray in the Olympics was averaging 6 points a game, shooting 29% from the field and 14% from three. He ended up being benched and coming off the bench because he was playing so horribly. And he's, of course, not used to, very similar to Tatum, coming off the bench. So he actually talked about his struggles to Mark Kisla of the Denver Gazette. And he said it was a tough experience personally. It's an adjustment for sure. First time coming off the bench. And on top of that, not playing on the ball. It's just an adjustment playing against the best team and the best players in the world. And in his final Olympic game against France, he put up 7 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 turnovers on 3 of 13 shooting from the field. And yeah, he blamed it on adjusting to the role. Y'all buying that?
He became out better pulling the Noel Lyles and just saying he got COVID or something like that. That's what I was. Go ahead, people. I missed a lot of Jamal Murray.
Yeah, I watched it and it was sad. And I told Ken we got to talk about it because in the NBA he is one of the better guards. Mm-hmm. And you know when you are, because I don't know if I put him at elite level, but he's like on that border, you know, say of being an elite guard in the NBA. When you're a guard, in my opinion, you should be able to play on and off ball. You know, and for him to struggle because now Shea's the man says a lot about what Jamal Murray is and how long he'll be in Denver. You know what I'm saying? And what his NBA career may or may not look like. And also his international play. Is he going to come back and play? Because he don't fit right, you know, and people are now going to start questioning his game. I think you got to be able to adjust. And I understand that having a guy like Shea be the man now, and they're asking him to do the things that they typically ask you, then you got to find other ways to be a valid player on the court. And he didn't do that. 3 turnovers, only 1 assist. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta get more deflections. You gotta play better defense. You gotta be a spot up shooter. Catch and shoot. We know shooting is one of his things. Then you still have to be productive, because you look at some of the other players. Like KD didn't get his normal 20 shots a game.
Mm-hmm.
But KD did what he had to do. Steph did what he had to do. Steph struggled, but it wasn't like it was. It just wasn't falling. Steph took the same shots the whole tournament. The difference is they either fall or they don't. But when you look at Jamal Murray is hesitant, don't know how to play. Should I do this? Should I? And it's like, bro, like that's not how that type of guard with the accolades he has in the NBA should look in an international tournament. It just can look horrible.
I mean, I didn't know this was an issue till you told me. I'm just trying to kind of look and see, like, who was starting over him and why was he coming off the bench? Was Nembhard starting over him? Okay.
He started originally, but he just struggled so bad that they was like, hey, bro, we got to move you to the bench.
You know, sometimes it's sometimes. Oh, go ahead, Ken.
No, go ahead, bro.
I was just going to say, sometimes it's difficult, man, when you're playing. It's easier when you're on your own situation. This is my team. I know my role within my team. You join a team with superstars, and it's kind of like some people get lost in the sauce because they're not used to doing the extra stuff. They're used to doing what they do. And if you're asked to do something else that's outside of your norm, it's kind of confusing and can be intimidating at times when you know you're one of the best in the league. I'm a world champion, and I got to do this. It can be difficult. It's not easy, and everybody can't make that adjustment.
I, I agree, Shelton, but elite level players figure it out. Because you know what happens when you put a whole bunch of people together? The best ones, their imprint is the identity of the team. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that there is room for Shea and Jamal Murray to be dominant. Because believe it or not, in my opinion, when I watch Shea play, he prefers to be a pass-first guy. Mm-hmm. But because of his size and now his shooting ability from the mid-range, it's like I could dominate these small guards. Because not a lot of point guards or guards that handle the ball as much as he does have his physical ability. Right. So he takes advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? But he wants to pass. He's a pass-first guy. So to me, what that means is that, Jamal, you got to start moving without the ball. Steph, we know Steph. You can give the ball to Steph, and Steph could cross you up and dribble, and go get his own shot if he wants.
Yeah,
Steph is most dangerous when he's running around because you can't lose sight of him. So Jamal, and again, he plays with Joker in the NBA. So it's not like he's always on the ball. Joker initiates a lot of the offense, and Jamal is a recipient. It's a different type of thing, because when Joker handling the rock, if they go to switch, now you got a big. So as a guard, now I can attack you more. With Shea, you're not really the one setting. You're not the one setting the pick. So you're and even if you do, you're getting a similar matchup. So it's not you're not winning the matchup with a pick and roll with you and Shea. So that means that you have to move around and you have to shoot better. What did you say, Ken? 14% from three?
From three, yeah.
That's wild.
Hey, but Curry was awful, bro. But Curry's Curry. Like Curry was averaging Jamal Murray numbers too. He was averaging like 7 points a game at one point. But Curry's Curry. So my thing is, I didn't look to see who the coach was. Like the coach, of course, Curry gonna stick with Curry because that's his guy, and you know Curry's gonna come through. Why didn't the coach do the same with Jamal Murray?
He did. He just never got off the phone.
You said he was starting and then he went to the bench. I don't think Curry ever went to the bench.
No, Curry didn't go to the bench, but again, Ken, like America has the advantage of playing Curry through a shooting slump. Because you get LeBron that's still controlling the game. You get KD that's still getting the shots. So even though let's say Steph goes 2 for 11, LeBron shooting 67%. KD shooting better than 60%. So you're making it up in other places where Canada doesn't have that same luxury, because RJ Barrett is a volume shooter. RJ Barrett is not going to shoot a high percentage. RJ is going to be between 42 and 47% on a good day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what he is. You know he's going to get buckets, though.
Right.
You know he's going to get buckets, and he gets to the free throw line. He plays better off of Shea than Jamal does, and Jamal needs to figure that out. Because here's the thing. The four best players for Canada, and Andrew Wiggins didn't play, did he?
I don't think so. I didn't see him on the roster.
Okay, yeah, so he's probably out. He's probably not going to play in 2028. So the three best players for Canada are going to be Shea, RJ, and Jamal. Jamal got to figure it out. Because – you have to have at minimum a three-headed juggernaut if you're going to compete with America, or just be Joker or a Luka or a Giannis. We know Jamal ain't that. Shea's the closest thing to that for them. You know what I'm saying? But Jamal got to step up. Jamal got to figure out how he fits amongst them. And I think that he needs to play like a Klay Thompson role. Don't worry about you operating the pick and roll.
Right.
Worry about moving without the basketball. Catch and shoot. Every basketball player can practice. The thing you practice the most is catch and shoot. You can do all of the dribbling drills that you want. You can shoot all of the free throws that you want. You can do every drill that you want, Ken. At the core of every workout is catch and shoot. You're going to shoot 50 from this spot, 50 from that spot, 50 from that spot, 50 from that spot. And every NBA player has a certain amount that they need to make or a percentage that they need to hit before they leave that day. Every single one. And we know Jamal Murray is, again, borderline elite player. You got to figure it out. You got to figure it out for your country.
Well, it was an embarrassing moment for him. So, Lightskin had a rough time of it outside of Curry and the Olympics, bro. Some of them dudes just became regular guys real quickly. Yeah. So yeah, so we'll leave it there. But you know, Chimura, you know, it's just the Olympics. He'll bounce back. You know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, Booker was just nobody.
Booker played a role.
I know he played a role, but you know.
And I don't know if you saw, like he responded to somebody on social media that said, you know, how many star players would just, you know, take a backseat role. Woo-woo. And he said, I'll do it. And Steve Kerr gave him props. He said he was our unsung hero.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think Booker played a very important role for them. And not just with his play on the court, Ken. Did we hear a peep from him? From his camp? From, hey, he's not getting enough shot. He's not doing it. He's not occurring.
Mama Booker did not show up, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That was smart.
That is professional. That is, hey, bro, we winning gold. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.